standing on South Bank, overlooking the Thames. It's quite a breeze, as you can hear. You can hear it rustling through the trees, which are off to my left and behind me. And the water seems to have a certain energy to it. I'm looking out across the water towards what must be the MOD building, I think, on the other side, or the old War Office at least. The sun is now going down, scorching the top of Whitehall and being reflected back off the slight swirl in the water. And as you can hear, there's all of London life around us. Trains passing over Hungerford Bridge. Off to my right, a siren going along embankment on the far side. Tourists passing behind me. Somebody taking a photograph just off to my left. But it somehow feels like the end of summer. We've just had a glorious weekend. Really wonderful warm temperature. I was down at my parents in East Sussex. It was wonderful. Just enough cool breeze to make it feel alright. Not too hot. But bright blue skies. Radiant sunshine just makes you feel so much better. Makes you feel alive. And it's so refreshing. But things seem to be changing now. There's a little feeling, I think, of one season coming to the end. And the cold, the wet, the wind, just waiting to cover us, to envelop us for the next 3, 4, 5 months, or however long. It's been an interesting summer. It doesn't really sort of feel like a summer, but an interesting period anyway. Marked by quite a bit of work, but also some real high points, such as going to Paris, which is really great fun. Also my trip to Germany back at Easter. Now seems so long ago. Difficult to think of it as being part of the same year. But here we are, beginning of October. Really heading into autumn. The leaves dropping. Tourists thinning out a little bit. And the nights, bit by bit, starting to draw in. It's quite nice just to stand here, to stop, to listen to the sounds around, to watch the world go by. To let it go by for a little bit. Before moving on and re-engaging with the frenesity of life, heading off to the railway station, squashing onto a train, and heading home. But for just a few more moments, I will continue watching the sun as it ebbs away behind the buildings, ahead of me across the river.